God created male and female to populate the earth. Both are in his image, but only one can give birth. And God said of male and female that the two should become one. Nothing in the Bible hints of sexual transformation. You're a man, not a trans, and the Bible, it tells you so. You're a man, not a trans, and biology tells you so. So you're doing girls' athletics cause you can't compete with boys. You think that setting records will get you some crowd noise. But you've cheated girls who worked their lives in order to advance. On a level playing field, you know you wouldn't stand a chance. You're a man, not a trans, and biology tells you so. You're a man, not a trans, and the Bible, it tells you so. So you've got a wife and kids, but you think it's time to change. I know you've got your problems, but the solution is deranged. There's got to be a better way to fix what's ailing you. Denying your creation ain't a solution, which will do. You're a man, not a trans, and the Bible, it tells you so. You're a man, not a trans, and biology tells you so. You're a man, not a trans, and the mirror, it tells you so. You're a man, not a trans, and the Bible, it tells you so. Suppressing male hormones, it don't change the way you are. A Chevy Volt don't suddenly come from a Jaguar. You might get prostate cancer, but you won't get cervical. Any rational human being would see that this is just nonsense. You're a man, not a trans, and the Bible, it tells you so. You're a man, not a trans, and biology tells you so. You're a man, not a trans, and the Bible, it tells you so. You're a man.